Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. I didn't even realize it until, I think because I lived my whole life like sort of aimed toward Wednesday night, you know, in the beginning of Big Brother. Britton goes, oh, happy Friday. I'm like, oh my God, it's Friday. Oh, this is so exciting. Well, surely the party begins now. What's that? Very unlike me.
That's very unlike you, yeah.
It is very unlike me. Well,
yeah, you're usually the bell ringer.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to ring it now that I realize it. It's just, you know, I don't know. Yesterday was sort of a day I lived in a fog. And,
because you stayed up.
I did. You know, 11. I got no sleep on Wednesday night because I stayed up till 11 to watch Big Brother, and then I just didn't go to sleep. I mean, I guess they just got me all keyed up. I don't know. And then yesterday, I just tried my best to not take a nap, kept myself busy, hacked at my garden, and et cetera. And then yesterday, I just sort of fell into bed at like 6:30 and just went to sleep.
And you got good sleep.
I got great sleep. Oh, thank goodness, too. I know, because I'm always so scared. You know how the thing is when the baby doesn't get its nap, right. It actually has a harder time going to, wah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm sure. It's a delicate balance, the sleep situation. So, anyway, I got a great night's sleep, and then I woke up, and it didn't even occur to me that it was Friday. In fact, I'm pretty sure I turned off my alarm and turned it right back on, as you do, you know, my actual bedside alarm.
Yeah, what you've got going on likely always needs re-explaining because it's so convoluted.
Helps me wake up, you know, to have some kind, you know, because I got to think it through.
I got to figure it out. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have my same, you know, I've had that alarm clock for 30 years. And when it breaks, I probably won't replace it, but it is nice to get like a little pre-warning. Because God knows if I had something I could hit snooze by that wasn't away from the reach of my bed, I'd just, in my dream, just continually hit snooze. You know how that is. Snoozing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I never touch the snooze button, but I do know. I don't get it. I wake up and go. Yeah. But I had a night last night for sure.
Oh,
so
what happened?
The alarm went off at the house and other house.
No.
And I was like, oh
no.
What? And then it just turned out to be a rogue garage door opener. It just opened. Like, I pulled up and was like, the garage is wide open. What the hell?
Was someone... I've heard They go through neighborhoods pushing... you know how there's like a little dial? There's four numbers or whatever to hook up with your garage door.
Oh, people I don't know about through, that.
People go
I don't
through
know,
neighborhoods
you know
trying to open doors.
Part of the reason I have motion all through that house is because I actually worry about that particular entrance for that. Not that reason, but I do feel like it's a weak link. Like, you know, I didn't put the lock in or the garage door opener in per se. And so I've always had that in the back of my mind that like, God, and then it malfunctioned. I'm unless someone had that, but then why didn't they clean it out? And they would have only had minutes, and it was still daylight. So, it was like.
Yeah, that seems like the wrong time to do it. I wonder if someone in the neighborhood just reprogrammed their thing and it's going to happen. You
no,
know?
I think that it malfunctioned, is what I think, because it was still weirdly going, making noises until I finally locked it down and I stayed there last night just to, you know, because by the time I figured out what was going on, it was 9-something, and I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
This is stupid, dude. I can't believe I'm sitting up. But, you know, of course, ringing in my head is the joys of homeownership.
Where's Hooman when you need him to really just drive it home?
Don't worry.
All
he
the
was
mistakes
right there.
We make in our life.
I'll tell you where he was. He's in the back of my head going, the joys of home ownership. So anyway, I got it all secured and it's fine, but it was just one of those things where randomly, in fact, while I was watching my 2-hour Big Brother, which I thought it aired again last night. Did you tell us it's not on last night?
I didn't know until after the show that it wasn't on last night. I was waiting for it to be on last night too, but it wasn't. It's now, look, so on Sunday, it's at 10 p.m. Like, none of us is going to be able to watch it on Sunday. So, but then thereafter, it's on 8 o'clock every night. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. It'll be on at 8 p.m. unless they change it week to week.
I don't understand. Well, they may have prior commitments. I don't, because they didn't really lock in this Big Brother
until
a little late. Yep. But you know, this is your chance.
Right.
To own the week, any time slot you want. Yeah, I mean, you can totally own it. But anyway, whatever. So I didn't get to finish it, but I liked it. It's cool. I mean, I don't know most of those people.
Isn't it funny how I'm like vaguest memories of 3 or 4 of the people in there, and one of the dudes won. I'm like, that Ian dude, I barely remember. The Kevin guy, who played in a pretty early... I mean, I do sort of remember her. Keisha, no memory of her whatsoever. But it's a... I don't care. It's a new season of Big Brother. Bryn, Nicole, did you guys do your homework?
It wasn't bad. And you are justified with your hate for Julie Chen.
Yeah, she's horrible.
She's exhausting, man.
I just caught snippets of it. I didn't watch all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, just snippets?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my friend about it. My friend, he's making like a whole bracket, and he's showing me his Excel sheet of everything. And so I'm like, you know what? I'll just wait for him. I'll just wait till he.
You know, look, we can't win them all. Then, you know, we can't win them all over.
Well, I am gonna finish it. I just got preoccupied talking to him that I couldn't even finish it.
No drive to finish it. I hear you. Anyway, that's fine. You know, you've got all weekend, and then none of us has to watch it on Sunday. I mean, 10 o'clock on Sunday night, it's impossible. That's not doable. Thanks for caring about morning show people, CBS.
I guess I know half of these people. I'm looking at the list. I know half, maybe.
Who else do you think? Oh, because there were a few seasons there you didn't watch, right? You started watching it when you came back?
I didn't watch any of the seasons. I only started watching it because you do.
Oh.
I never saw it once before that.
Oh, not even the early days?
No, zero times.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so there would be quite a few people on there. Like Janelle and Kazar? Oh, my God. They're like my favorites. They were on, they teamed up on, I think it was season 8. And then I don't think he ever came back, but she did a couple other seasons. And Kazar, I just loved Kazar. Kazar just, it's funny, too. I don't know if he still does, but man... He's the spitting image of Hooman. Like, there are certain angles of him where you're just like, oh, the joys of home ownership. There he is, right there.
Which guy?
Kazar.
But he's not on this time. He was from before.
No,
oh,
he is. He's on. Yeah, he's one of the eight men. Kaysar. Do you see him? He was on.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. I don't see that at all. But all right.
Yeah, he's a Muslim guy, and that was well said.
he lives in Irvine. It was
the first time I'd ever, he was educational for me, you know, and he was in the Big Brother house praying 5 times a day. That was his thing. He had his rug and the whole thing. And he and Janelle, who you probably also don't know. She's like sort of a booming blonde, and she's a real estate agent now. She's funny.
And a surgery victim. Or Botox, I guess it would be more.
Yeah, look, they likely. All, I will say that it, Keisha, maybe I would recognize her more if she looked like she did. I mean, you know, she's 10 plus years older and for sure has a boob job. I was like, wow, she has either really sprouted some or... Look, people go under the knife. You know, who am I to judge?
Yeah, I'm
a mess over here, please.
I'm not seeing that Keisha, though.
Keisha? Keisha's a blonde, one of the four blondes that are in there.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I started watching it, and then I had a drama go down, and I ran out the door.
Yeah.
And then realized, wow, I guess I'm staying. And I just thought, there's nothing here. I don't have.
So have you not watched the whole thing? Or because
I haven't finished
spoil
it, no.
Anything. I don't.
No, you can. There's nothing to spoil. That just started.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, there's actually some major controversy in this game. Like a couple things that I'm just like, that is not fair.
In the
competition to get into the head of household competition,
uh-huh.
Some major unfairness. And then in the head of household competition, major unfairness, completely unfair. And
wow. Why do you say? So what happened? What were they giving people clues or?
So in the head of house, well, let me put it this way. The head of household, I don't know, so as each set of four goes into the house, they play this puzzle game.
Right.
So you must have seen at least one thing.
Sure, sure. The first four, they were doing them in by fours. Yes, I saw that.
So there's something hidden in the house. They show them a picture of it. They got to figure out which room it's in the house. And then they come back out and they manipulate this puzzle to get their ball into the, you know, through a maze into uh-huh. the correct room and into the pocket. So the kitchen and the living room are really far away down the maze. And the, I don't know, like the bathroom and the key room are sort of close to the top, a very short negotiation, a short maze run to get to the kitchen and the lounge or the key room. So the dudes get, and only two of the four will make it in. You've got 4 minutes to complete this puzzle, and of the four people playing, only maximum two will make it in. So the girls have to put the thing all the way down to the end. Theirs are the furthest things at the end of the maze to get to. Mm-hmm. So they're way harder. The dudes both have their things within a foot and a half of the start of the thing. So it's totally skewed. The guys get four people in. The girls get, what did they get? One person in? Hold on a second here. Let me.
I thought each grouping of four got two people in.
No, they didn't. They only got two. They would get two if two completed it. If nobody mm-hmm. completed it, nobody get in.
Oh.
Within the time limit, yeah.
Oh.
Right. So hold on a second here. Group one was the girls. They had to get it to the far end for the living room. Only one of them finished. Group two, they only had to get it to the bath, top of the board. Two finished. Okay. Group three, girls have to get it to the kitchen. Again, the far end of the board. One finishes. Group four, guys only had to get it to the comics in the center of the room, and two of them finished. So four dudes and two girls compete at the end of this thing. So that, to me, I was just like, make them get it, make all of them get it to the same. They can't see what the other people have negotiated to. Make them all get it to the same place. That's the only fair way.
All right.
And then at the head of household competition, which you definitely didn't get to, it's at the end of the show.
Oh, no,
they got to run. Nicole, you didn't get there either. Brittany, you saw this, yeah?
I saw this, yes.
So they got to negotiate this obstacle course, which is walking on the tops of these like little mushroom type mm-hmm. stands. Some of them are fixed and some of them are wobbly. So the first guy takes him forever, 2 minutes or something to get through the whole thing. Because if you step on a wobbly one, you're going to fall. And it looked really dangerous too. Total like mm-hmm. nut cruncher, ankle breaker.
Ankle
like
sprainer, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
You can easily fall really badly and really
right.
screw up your game.
I'm looking forward to it.
So yeah, you'll like it. So the first guy goes across and at the end of his run, all the ones that he stepped on every wrong one. It takes him 2 minutes. They're all going like this. Immediately, Cody's up there. They're all still going like this. He knows exactly which ones not to step on and he walks right across the thing. Then the next person gets up there and they're like, oh, you got to wait until those stop going. Takes Cody 22 seconds to get across it. Because he can clearly see which ones are the ones. Nobody else gets even close to his time. In fact, they cut it off at 22 seconds because he's the leader. I'm like, this is so incredible. I mean.
So you're telling me the fix is in.
I'm telling you that those people need to get their ass together on Big Brother. Because they really. I'm sure they're just, you know, maybe Julie planned the games.
Are you sure you like this show?
I do like the show.
Your absolute hate for Julie Chen, and now you're the fix being in.
I'm telling you, it didn't seem fair.
All right. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like you like it as much as you think you like it.
No, I do like it. I guess I like to have something to bitch about, Ben.
Oh, is that it?
I guess.
It sucks.
The episode, we'll do it live. Yeah, I just really felt like, okay. And then, oh my God. So you also didn't see the thing where, you know, they're trying to get the half nuts into their awful room and they can't even get in.
It seemed like they did this live. Everything was live and it seemed like scattered and a CF because. So are all the episodes supposed to be this dragged out and slow and unorganized?
No.
Or is that normal for the first episode of the season to be like
the
that?
The first episode, you know, and Vinny makes the point that they usually have the bad acting where they discover the key. Like, oh, I wonder why this camera crew is here following me around. Oh my God, I just was making my bed and there was a key in it. Oh my God. So dumb, for real.
So first episodes aren't my favorite anyway, right? So I actually... It's just a write-off. I mean, you want to get to the competitions. They were doing competitions, so I thought it was kind of cool. I really liked, though, that you could see the people who'd been in quarantine. I can't remember her name, but she was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to be around people. She'd been in quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yes. And well, so and was, then whatever before, right? You know,
right.
I mean, right. She said, it's just so nice to see other people.
Right. No, I thought that was neat. It was a really, like, sort of... If there's a collective moments that help you relax a little, and that's kind of one of them where you go, right, that everybody's got this same uneasy feeling, and it's nice to have that, you know, get a hug or whatever, or see people. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll finish it today. I didn't expect to be drawn from the house in a sprint last night, and then I'm telling you, I left thinking I was just gonna take care of it real quick, and then finally realized an hour and a half later, I'm here, I might as well stay, and I don't even have an iPad. Like, I got nothing.
Oh, boy.
I don't even have anything to read. I just went, all right.
I'll just lay down and close my eyes. I'll try that for once.
Well, I was gonna, I mean, first of all, I immediately checked for Big Brother over there, and that's when I realized that it's not on tonight. What the heck?
I know.
And I texted home, I'm all, did I miss it? So the 8 to 9 block is when I was busy running, you know, kind of frantic and running around.
Yeah.
And 9 is when I was like resigned to where I was staying. And I turned the TV on over there and went, this isn't on. I must have missed it. I checked it back home and she's like, yeah, it wasn't on.
I didn't realize that until much. I don't know when did Bryn, did you tell me about that? Or was that, I think it might have been John who said, I don't think it's on tonight.
It wasn't me.
So anyway, so on the positive column for Big Brother, I did like that they had that immediate contest. I thought that was good. They didn't spend 1,000 years setting up each contestant with a fake key. They just went back and did a quick revisit, showed some scenes from their season, which I was like, I don't remember that guy at all. And then they got him into the house. But how funny is it, Julie trying to get them to listen to her?
Meanwhile, I didn't notice that.
Oh, God.
What I noticed, the thing that I thought was very interesting was that all of these people, or at least the first groups that I was able to watch, are now people with kids and people mm-hmm. with partners and people who won't be looking to hook up. So we're not going to see any of the usual
hijinks.
Right.
Or if we do it, it'll be super scandalous.
Right. Well, right. There's a marriage or relationship busting up right there on TV.
In front of our eyes.
Right.
For sure.
But I also, you know, this is one of those things that, look, I get it. I absolutely do. When a woman has a baby, suddenly that becomes her whole world. But as I'm sitting there listening to more than one of those women say, my whole world is this baby now. And I'm like, over there in the corner is a husband going, wah.
I used to be her whole world. Could I just be one continent on the world?
I've dropped down to second. No, third. Oh, fifth place. How did that happen? I thought I was number one.
I just keep being so excited when she turns her attention on me that I give her more babies.
Listen, kids, you are going to move down the ladder as you add kids to your family. So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, anyway,
you move back up into prime position. I like look at my kids and I realize that they're getting lives of their own and they're going to move out. And I'm like, oh, I love John so much. He's number one again. Care less. Go ahead, do whatever you want, kids. Me and Dad are going to be out back having a beer on the porch.
The one lady whose dad was Evil Dick. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that lady was the one who goes, I haven't been away from my kid for three hours.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, holy Toledo, what?
Right. I always liked her on the show. Her voice was a little bit annoying and everything, but she was brutal. Like, she's the girl, she'll do what it takes. Like, I really like her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she can be downright nasty, actually, which I enjoy in a person, you know. I like a little nastiness. All right, it's after time.
All right, let's roll.
We can talk more about Big Brother if you guys want. Maybe I'll go through Maria from Napa's note, and we can just touch on it. Because I just, you know, I really want you to see this thing. But I will say this. Bryn, first thing he says to me this morning is, I wanted you to be wrong. I wanted to like Julie Chen because I wanted to fight with you about it. But you're right. She's awful.
She's unbearable, man. It's almost I'm trying to get this. It's like homework for me, so I want to just get it done with.
Yes.
And it's fine. I want to understand what you guys are talking about, but it seems like she's dragging every sentence out, you know? Like, so slow. This week.
I can make an argument for them keeping her just based on the fact that she lets all of the contestants be the stars.
That's for sure. Oh,
that's on purpose.
maybe it's not her purpose, but maybe the people who put the show on are like, producers. Yeah, she's like nothing. We don't have to worry about her taking
maybe
over.
It's like right, exactly. There's no way she becomes star of this show, unlike Jeff Probst, who's actually like, I wouldn't even watch that show if Jeff Probst wasn't on it. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Survivor with Jeff Probst gone? I'd be like, meh.
No.
Anyway, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Al's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.